Ever want to figure out what makes an organ tick? Well, tune in right now for our 31st episode of Christus Vinci.
From 21st century Rhode Island, 18th century England's successor to taxation without representation, it's Christus Vinci. Today's features, Christus Vinci Sports, dissecting an organ, the good, the bad, and the ugly, with musical guests, the Holy Ghost Choir. And now, still trying to figure out how to put a hammy into a street sweeper, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome. Today is Monday, May 29th, 2006. This is the Monday of the seventh week of Easter here in our diocese, where you are in the octave of Ascension. Now, in this diocese, and a few dioceses here, especially out here in the East, we have the privilege of celebrating yesterday the seventh Sunday of Easter and the Ascension on the actual Thursday. Now, in many dioceses in this country, especially more to the south and west, the feast of the Ascension is moved to the Sunday. Let's start with a hymn, shall we? What you just heard is our opening hymn from last Thursday, the actual Ascension Day, which, by the way, was a holy day of obligation for those who celebrate it on the Thursday. And it's also our opening hymn for this Sunday just passed, the seventh Sunday of Easter. Also on our secular calendar, today is also Memorial Day, and also I want to wish a happy anniversary to my wife, Anne. This is our anniversary, wedding anniversary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am Brian Michael Page, your friend in the podcasting age. Christos Vinci presents Christos Vinci Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Brian Michael Page.
Hello there, Davis here. The Bishopton Sports segment continues. Now both the NHL and NBA are down to their conference finals. Let's see what they have here. Well, in the NHL, the Archbishop Collins Edmonton Oilers eliminated Bishop Brown's Anaheim Mighty Ducks 4-1. They will take on the winner of the Bishop Canuck Buffalo Sabres Bishop Gossman Carolina Hurricanes series. Now that series is at 3-2 in favor of Bishop Gossman. In the NBA, Archbishop Favaloro's Miami Heat beats Cardinal Mater's Detroit Pistons 2-1. Cardinal Mater will try to even the score tonight. Bishop Grauman's Dallas Mavericks leads 2-1 over Bishop Olmsted's Phoenix Suns. Bishop Olmsted will try to retaliate tomorrow night.
And you can catch up on all of that and more at christosvinci.blogspot.com. Even we musicians have to have some fun sometimes.
Hey, what is this homely thing?
We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music, and we're going to embark on an organ dissection project. We'll also have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and some music by the Holy Ghost Choir. Don't go away. Ever wanted to watch Holy Mass from your TV, or even online without having to resort to the greatest hits fare? Ever wanted to get a live take on what's going on in your diocese? The Salt Lake City Diocese does just that. Interviews with Archbishop Niederauer upon his assignment to San Francisco. Holy Mass from the Cathedral of the Madeleine. Now that's Holy Mass you can write home about. With some of the best music for choirs and congregations alike. It is just awesome. Plus the Madeleine has an excellent choir school, so you can bet the music is good. Check out the Intermountain Catholic Broadcast and see what the Catholic side of Salt Lake City has to offer. That Mormon Tabernacle isn't the only church in Salt Lake City that has a very strong music program. Check out the Cathedral of the Madeleine's Masses. The link for the Intermountain Catholic is in today's show notes. Feel free to check them out. By the way, just one note. The Cathedral of the Madeleine does put on a very, very beautiful liturgy, and it is pretty much broadcast on the web. But please remember that unless you really are homebound, it still does not dismiss your obligation to attend Mass at a regular church on Sunday. So please remember that. Okay, if you're homebound, that's what the service is there for, in addition to displaying the beautiful, beautiful liturgies at the Madeleine.
Yesterday, what did we sing at Mass yesterday?
Well, once again, we have a couple of different beasts that we're going to have the music for. First of all, last Thursday, the Holy Day of Obligation for the Solemnity of the Ascension, our introit hymn was Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. That was the hymn you heard towards the beginning of the show. The Gloria of the Bells, of course, was sung by Alexander Pelequin. Actually, not sung by Alexander Pelequin. It was written by Alexander Pelequin. It was sung by the choir. The responsorial psalm was my own setting of God Mounts His Throne to Shouts of Joy, which you'll hear later on in the show. During the offertory, it was the hymn, Lord, You Give the Great Commission, using the tune Abbot's Lee. That one is really good because it tells you pretty much what the gospel says. In my name, baptize and teach. Heal the sick and preach the word. Lord, You give the Great Commission. During communion, the hymn was, This is the Feast of Victory for Our God, the Festival Canticle by Richard Hillert. Finally, the closing hymn was Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. The ordinary of the Mass is pretty much the same as what we've done on the last few Sundays using the Mass of the Bells. Now, this Sunday, yesterday, I should say, is on the most part a repeat of Thursday. Now, there's a couple of things that make different. Well, the entrance hymn was the same. The Gloria was the same. The responsorial psalm, we used psalm tone 8. It's psalm 103 with the Lord has set his throne in heaven. The Alleluia is the same, the one that comes from the Ye Sons and Daughters, O Filii, Filii. The offertory was God is love, let heaven adore him, also using the tune Abbot's Lay. We used that for three of the masses, and then for the offertory at 10:30, the choir did, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy. The ordinary of the Mass, since this is the last Sunday of the month, was the Jubilate Deo collection. During communion, we did the hymn, Lord, who at thy first Eucharist didst pray. The tune on that one is Unde et Memores. And we finally closed off with the same recessional hymn, which was Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Oh, must I mention a couple of things, too. The choir did for a meditation yesterday the Regina Caeli by Antonio Lotti. You got to hear it on last week's show. And last week I had played an impromptu that I did while the choir was receiving communion. Well, here I'm going to share another impromptu with you, and this was my 7:30 prelude. Can you believe this one? Let me go play it for you. One note, too, about Memorial Day. Father and I both caught flack before Mass this morning from a woman who I'm sure had very good intentions. It was basically because we did not program any patriotic music at any of the Masses this weekend. First of all, I need to make very clear. None of the efforts of those who have fought for our rights and our freedom go unnoticed or unappreciated. However, this is the day of our Lord. In fact, we're still in Easter season for another week. Easter season ends at the end of Pentecost Day. Memorial Day falls on a Monday, not on a Sunday. There are many venues locally, statewide, and nationwide where one can go to remember those who have died in battle for us. Mind you that the same brave soldiers were remembered this weekend in the General Intercessions, or Prayer of the Faithful. Music for the day must agree with the spoken word, that is, the proper of the Mass primarily, and Holy Scripture for the day. We must remember, especially on the Lord's Day, to keep our focus at Mass on our Lord Jesus Christ, who is ever present in the Blessed Sacrament. To break that theme, to go into something like the Battle Hymn of the Republic or God Bless America also breaks our focus from the Lord. In the words of Ecclesiastes, all things have their time. I hope all of you have a safe Memorial Day. Never forget those who have died for us, but never forget why we go to Mass. With that, let's go to a commercial break.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
Ever wonder what makes an organ sound the way it does? This segment is for the typical listener of music who hardly knows anything about organs except that most of them have at least two manuals or keyboards. Let's dissect the organ, shall we? I'm going to start with this little gas pedal at the bottom of the organ. Many know it as a volume pedal. Now, to an extent, that is true. But that's only for those divisions that are under expression. Now, some organ divisions, like the grate on many organs, are not under expression, so the volume of that division is the same no matter what. That pedal is known actually as an expression pedal. Now, let's say we pull the coupler that says swell to grate, which means you play on the grate manual, which is the bottom manual, but if you're playing like on a two-manual organ, you'll also get the same sounds that you registered from the top manual, coupled onto the bottom manual as you're playing, and you know what I mean? Well, since that swell is under the expression and most grates aren't, you'll notice not only a volume change, but in many cases, a color change as well. Many organs, usually larger ones, have more than one of those little gas pedals. If that's the case, one of those pedals is probably known as the crescendo. Now, what that does is one by one, as you open the pedal, that is, as you press down on it, it opens up more stops. The crescendo pedal is not always the most reliable, as it doesn't always add the stops that you really want for a given piece of music. There can often be more expression pedals for other divisions of the organ, especially on larger consoles. For example, the four-manual Casavant at St. Matthew's in Central Falls, if you remember that one from the organ crawl episode we did a few weeks ago. That four-manual instrument has six expression pedals, and that's not even counting the crescendo. It is one expression for each division and subdivision. Remember that the swell and choir on that particular organ are subdivided. Also, if the grate and pedal are under expression, those usually express together. Then there's that cute little button you can operate either by finger, or there's one you can hit on the bottom too, by toe stud, that instantly plays every stop on the organ. That one is called the sforzando, or on some instruments like the Rogers at my parish, the tutti. Yeah, kind of like tutti frutti, but tutti meaning full. So if you're playing a large instrument and you hit that sforzando pedal, hold on to your seats. Maybe even get a seat belt, because you'll be jumping 30 feet up in the air, and maybe even get ejected over the gallery if you're not ready for that next chord. Now, here's something really cool about expression. Okay, so you open up the swell pedal. The swell division gets louder. Yeah, that's true. But, now, here you're playing a pipe organ. How does it actually get louder? Does the blower actually go faster and make for more air for the pipes to get louder? No. All the pipes in the division that are under expression are enclosed in kind of like a box-type case, usually, with shutters on one side of the case. Now, the expression pedal, what it does is opens and closes those shutters, and that's what makes the organ grow louder and softer. You ever see the big Casavant tracker at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence? I always get awed by that opening and closing of the large shutters on that organ. Those are visible shutters. And that's what regulates the volume of the expressive divisions. So, I see those shutters opening. There's bound to be some really resounding noise coming out of it. Those are very visible shutters. They're way cool to watch. However, most expression shutters aren't so visible. Mostly, they're hidden behind a pipe facade. Now, in next week's show, we're going to get into pipe sizes and pitch, and the meaning of 8, 4, and 2. Now, here's the Holy Ghost Choir.
God of his own, good God of all.
just heard the Holy Ghost Choir sing my own setting of Psalm 47 with the antiphon, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. The interesting note in this antiphon is that the melody is in the bass. Most good faux bourdons have the melody in the tenor. This one is in the bass. This was our responsorial psalm for Ascension Thursday and our offertory anthem for the 10:30 Mass yesterday. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by Christ Our Buddy. Find out today how you can have Jesus for your personal buddy in today's show notes. This is the orphan edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Now, the Alleluia verse for this Sunday begins with the Lord saying, I will not leave you orphans. So, here we go. The Good. In the hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, the line is, Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. The Bad. The Carrie Landry banal ditty, Isaiah 49. The line is, I will not leave you orphans, I will never forget my own. The Ugly. Strumming Isaiah 49 while sitting side saddle on a stockade fence. We'll be back. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis pagina, et hanc vivo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christus vincitis ad Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason you're quoting Christus vincit semper? For Christ always conquers all. Amen.
Okay, for a change of pace, we have a new tune for the Vote for Us at Podcast Alley promo. Seamus did that so exquisitely. But I have to tell you, there are still 2 days left in May, but we need your help. We are below last month's count by 4 votes. It's all it takes, 4 votes. Still got time to get them in if you haven't done so yet. You can go to podcastalley.com directly and vote for Christus Vincit there. Or you can catch the link on the sidebar of our website. And while you're at it, please don't forget to also vote for my friends down at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
A couple of notes before I close out today's show. First of all, we at Christus Vincit mourn the death of fellow Catholic blogger Father Todd Reitmeier. Father Reitmeier died in a jet ski accident on May 24th while on vacation in Austin, Texas. He was the author of a blog called A Son Becomes a Father. Father Reitmeier was 37. I have a link in today's show notes to his obituary and another link where you can send condolences. Check out the Christus Vincit blog at christusvincit.blogspot.com for a really cool Psalm 43-based hymn text written by none other than, yes, the 6th President of the United States, John Quincy Adams. President Adams wrote a few hymns, and those can be found in cyberhymnal.org. And finally, Father Jay Finelli has a new episode that I just downloaded from his iPadre podcast. I'll be listening to it as soon as I upload the one that you're listening to right now. So go check it out at iPadre.net. I want to thank you much for joining me in our show today. Let us remember those who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. Hope you will join us again next week. Till then, I am Brian Michael Page. Pax Vobiscum.
Christus incit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
Hey, I couldn't steal the show today. Christus Vinci is a man to rev, disciples with microphones, Brett Singer's Rottweilers, the Christus Vinci Network, and the B-Team. Bye-bye!